Would you like to learn more about faith? You've come to the right person. No, not me. Abraham. I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is a daily devotional podcast called Adventures in Faith with Abraham. Abraham, who went, according to Hebrews 11:8, even though he did not know where he was going. Join me as we step out on a faith adventure with Abraham. Today we're moving on to chapter 15. The first six verses read thus. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great." Abram said, "O Lord God, what will you give me, since I am childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?" And Abram said, "Since you have given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir." Then behold, the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "This man will not be your heir, but one who will come forth from your own body, he shall be your heir." And he took him outside and said, "Now look toward the heavens and count the stars, if you are able to count them." And he said to him, "So shall your descendants be." Then he believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. What are we seeing here? Well, that there is no rightness with God without wholehearted trust. But when we make a decision to trust our Heavenly Father, despite the challenges surrounding us and the lack of tangibility to his promises, it delights the heart of God. In this section of scripture, Abraham is fearful, has questions and doubts, yet God does not hold this against him, since once reassured, Abraham decides to confirm his allegiance to God, described here as faith. And such faith is reckoned as a righteousness. In other words, he does not earn it or qualify for it, but God recognizes his trust and decides to grant him rightness with himself. According to the Word Biblical Commentary, this verbal form here for "he believed" probably indicates repeated or continuing action. Faith was Abraham's normal response to the Lord's words. In other words, this is not a one-time decision, but a further decision in line with his habitual way of responding to God. It's funny, the more we trust God, the more we trust God. Deciding to go God's way becomes a habit over time. In a sense, faith is about character as much as it might be about actions. Now, we'll never display perfect faith in this life, but we can grow to have a faithful character by repeatedly, decisively choosing God's way again and again. What you might like to do is reflect on times when you made faith-filled decisions that were difficult, but for which you are now grateful as you look back. Do you have a decision of faith to make now? Pray for the right faith-filled character to do that. Ask God today to help you develop a habitual faith-filled life, like Abraham. If you have any questions or feedback, please drop me a line, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Romans 4 verse 16, "He is the father of us all." Let's allow Abraham to be the father of faith to you and me. Many thanks for listening today. See you tomorrow as we continue our adventure of faith with Abraham. Take care and God bless.